often, and we're going to talk a little bit about why it's so important in seed saving. But I planted some heirloom lettuce, and I ate lettuce all spring long, well into the summer, and it was getting out of control, and I had more lettuce than I knew what to do with, and so I let some of those lettuce go to seed, meaning it grew tall like a little shrub, and now it's blooming all over the place, and that's going to turn into a seed that I know, because it's an heirloom variety, will be the same lettuce when I plant those seeds as the lettuce that I harvested from.
Right.
So heirloom is a good word, and that means that any seeds that we get from that are going to be genetically true. Their DNA structure has not been tampered with. It's not a hybrid. It's a true variety that once we save the seeds, and it doesn't cross-pollinate if it's something that will do that, that we get that same variety that we started with. So that's first the most important thing. And then to look around the garden at things that have gone to seed, that we allowed that to happen. And so let's look at our potatoes. It's very possible to harvest our potatoes. Those are coming out of the ground now. And to look at those potatoes and to save back maybe some of the smaller pieces that are blemish-free, that don't look like they had any sort of viruses or anything that happened to them that looked like a really nice seed. Just store those away with your potatoes, maybe in a little special bag set aside for next season, and to go ahead and plant those out again. So potatoes are very easy to do.
Okay.
And tomatoes. There's tomatoes everywhere. If you have planted some heirloom variety, so that, again, that DNA structure, those seeds will come true. To go ahead and save those seeds from the ripe tomatoes that are coming out of your garden. And here's a little trick for people.